Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, December 11th, and happy 76th birthday to country artist Brenda Lee.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. The Cherokee Farm Bureau won state awards. Cherokee Animal Shelter is providing free adoptions through Christmas. Woodstock's assistant police chief is retiring. The Woodstock Theater is presenting A Christmas Carol now through Christmas Eve. Chattahoochee Tech held its 2021 Spark Workforce Awards event. And finally, an assisted living facility is hosting a gingerbread contest to support local public safety agencies. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Cherokee County Farm Bureau took home two state awards from the Georgia Farm Bureau's annual convention on Jekyll Island. Georgia Farm Bureau's volunteer activities include reading to students in local schools, providing teachers with resources to implement farm-centered lesson plans, and working with elected officials at all levels to make sure farmers' contributions and needs are known. Cherokee County Farm Bureau, whose president is William Grizzle, received the McKimmy Award in the large membership category for its overall member program. The McKimmy Award is a memorial to former GBF President W.J. McKimmy. The Cherokee Farm Bureau also received the Outstanding Legislative Committee Award. Congratulations. The Cherokee County Animal Shelter is waiving adoption fees through Christmas for those wanting to spend the holiday season with a new furry friend. The free adoptions, which began last Saturday, have already had a significant impact. All dogs that were available for adoption last weekend were adopted by lunchtime on December 4th. About 26 cats and dogs will be available for adoption this week. All the animals up for adoption have been vaccinated, microchipped, and spayed or neutered. The waiving of adoption fees around the holidays is an annual event as the shelter looks to have all animals adopted before Christmas when the shelter closes for adoptions. It's also crucial as the shelter anticipates an influx of animal surrenders. The shelter will begin uploading new animals up for adoption to its website and social media each Friday. The assistant chief of the Woodstock Police Department, Kevin Culpepper, is retiring from the city after nearly two decades. Assistant Chief Culpepper became a certified peace officer in 1991 with the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. He joined Woodstock Police Department as a patrol officer in November 2002 under Chief David Schofield. He was promoted to sergeant in 2005 and transferred to criminal investigations later that year. In 2009, Culpepper was promoted to lieutenant. He was appointed captain in 2011 and assigned to command staff and became assistant chief in 2017. The city of Woodstock will honor Assistant Chief Culpepper with a reception to celebrate his retirement at 6 p.m. December 13th at the Chambers at City Center in Woodstock. His last day is December 15th. The announcement comes as the city's police chief, Calvin Moss, is also nearing the end of his service to the city.
Bah! Humbug!
Merry Christmas!
And a bah humbug to you!
Woodstock Arts is presenting A Christmas Carol, now through December 24th, bringing the holiday classic indoors once again. The Charles Dickens classic returned to the theater December 3rd. Woodstock Arts took the musical to its outdoor stage last year due to COVID-19 to let as many families as possible attend. This year, the show is back inside the theater. Woodstock Arts performs the Broadway musical version of Charles Dickens' classic novel. The story, set in the 1840s, follows the miserly Ebenezer Scrooge. This version of the tale has some familiar names behind it, with music and lyrics by Lynn Ahrens and Alan Menken, who have credits behind movies and Broadway musicals such as Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Newsies, and Hunchback of Notre Dame. Woodstock Arts adds new layers to the play each year through special effects and new actors portraying the characters. A Christmas Carol is on stage at the Woodstock Arts Theater for two more weekends, as well as matinee shows on December 23rd and the 24th. The story is family-friendly with a few scary moments. The show is recommended for ages 8 and up.
Hello?
Hi. Would you be interested in switching over to TMI Long Distance Service?
Oh, gee, I can't talk right now. Why don't you give me your home number and I'll call you later?
I'm sorry. We're not allowed to do that.
Oh, I guess you don't want people calling you at home. Well, now you know how I feel.
Attorney General Chris Carr has some tips for Georgians to avoid getting scammed this holiday season. Here's community reporter Matt Golden with that story.
Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr has outlined tips to help Georgia consumers shop safely and avoid scams this holiday season. Research a company before doing business with them. You can check out a company's reputation through the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org. You can also read consumer reviews by searching online for the company name along with the word complaint, review, or scam. If possible, use credit cards when making purchases. Credit cards offer greater protections against fraud than cash, checks, or debit cards. Guard against thieves who may steal packages off your doorstep. Track packages so you know when they arrive or have packages shipped to your work address instead of your home. Check your bank and credit card accounts frequently. If you come across a charge you don't recognize, contact your bank or credit card issuer immediately. If a fraudulent transaction was made, cancel the compromised card and request that a new one be issued. You should also contact one of three credit reporting agencies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, to have a fraud alert placed on your account. Beware of malicious links. Be very wary about clicking on links to advertisements for holiday deals, e-greeting cards, notifications about package delivery problems, or warnings about compromised accounts. These may be from scammers who are hoping you will divulge personal information or financial information, or are trying to get you to download malware on your computer. If you need to verify a purchase account with the retailer, you should contact the company through a verified website or phone number. Avoid bogus charities. Many charities solicit for donations around the holidays, but scammers like to get in on the action too. Your safest bet is to initiate contact with the charity of your choice through a verified website or phone number. Avoid clicking on ads that pop up in social media or links from unsolicited emails. You can research a charity by visiting give.org or charitynavigator.org. Pay close attention to return policies. A business may set its own return policy and may offer consumers cash, in-store credit, exchanges, or no adjustment at all. Many stores also set time limits during which they accept returns. While not required to post their policies, businesses must honor any posted refund or return policy. To report a scam or file a complaint about a business that is using unfair deceptive practices, contact the Office of the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division by visiting consumer.ga.gov or calling 404-651-8600. For more on this story, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial, hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation, dial 678-ESOG now.
Chattahoochee Technical College recognized its outstanding alumni, top volunteer, and benefactor of the year at its 2021 Spark Workforce Awards event held December 3rd at the North Metro campus. Chattahoochee Tech presented the 2021 Alumni of the Year Award to U.S. Army First Lieutenant Jenny Lynn Bridges, a graduate of the college's Physical Therapist Assistant Program. After serving in the U.S. Army as a medic, she completed a bachelor's degree at North Georgia College and State University before enrolling in the PTA program at Chattahoochee Tech. Also nominated for the 2021 Alumni of the Year Award were Chattahoochee Tech graduates Santa Ferris, Mitchell Georgiana, and Ruika Rogers. The Chattahoochee Tech Foundation began the annual Spark Workforce Awards event 2 years ago as a way to recognize the individuals, organizations, and graduates who are helping to build a thriving, skilled workforce for the community. The Chattahoochee Tech Foundation is a 501c3 organization that partners with businesses, alumni, and community leaders to make higher education an affordable reality for Chattahoochee Tech students. The Reserve at Town Lake, a memory care community, is hosting a gingerbread house judging competition from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Tuesday to benefit the families of two fallen public safety officers. The Reserve community delivered gingerbread kits November 9th to the following participants: the Woodstock Police Department, Cherokee Marshal's Office, 911 operators, Cherokee Sheriff's Office, and 10 Cherokee fire stations. 4 gingerbread houses were completed and delivered back to the Reserve Tuesday. 8 to 10 more houses are expected to be delivered to the facility before the competition. The judging will be a drive-by event, and donations can be made during the event to the families of fallen Deputy Sheriff Zachary Barksdale and Cherokee firefighter Justin Hicks. Prizes will be given for the top 3 gingerbread houses. Voting will be completed at 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
For several years when I practiced law, I volunteered for the Alliance Defending Freedom to be an on-call lawyer for them. It's one of the few legal nonprofits in the country that really racks up wins, both state courts and federal courts, for conservatives and Christians. People have a Christian conservative worldview. Since leaving my law practice, I've volunteered in the past to speak at ADF events. I've been to their training sessions where they teach lawyers and pundits how to talk plainly about complex legal issues and understand the state of play on cases around the country, from local city councils all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I'm glad to have ADF as an advertiser, but honestly, I'd be encouraging you to support them this time of year anyway. The Alliance Defending Freedom takes donations from you and uses them to help those who can't afford lawyers hire the very best lawyers to fight for freedom from the Supreme Court of the land all the way down to the local level. Right now, ADF has received a matching grant, so all new donors will have their gifts matched. All you have to do is go to adflegal.org/Erickson today and donate. adflegal.org/Erickson, E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N.